Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and I am so thrilled to have you here back for 2024. Welcome. How's it kicking already? How's it going for you in 2024 so far? I know we're only on that mid-Jan. I always kind of find that when it comes to the new year, it doesn't feel like it starts until February. And I feel like the year should only be 10 months. Who else is with me here? Because December is a little bit of a write-off and January is a little bit of a write-off. So we should really just start counting the years from like February until November. It's not what we're here to talk about on today's podcast, but I just feel like it's always just that little bit like, oh yeah, especially here in Australia. I don't know what it's like for my Northern Hemisphere kind of folk, but here in Australia at this time of year, it's summer, right? So depending on where you live in Australia, it's not all hot, I guarantee you that. But depending on where you live, I live by the beach, so it's kind of like just it's going out and having time at the beach. It's holiday mode kind of vibe, which is interesting that I talk about that because in today's episode, I'm going to show you how being overproductive is actually a symptom of perfectionism and your low self-worth, and how when we are charging all the time to have to be productive, to be somewhere, to go somewhere, to do something, we are actually diminishing our productivity. We're actually holding ourselves back from the potential that we might have because we are overdoing it. We're more likely to burn out. And that's what we're going to have a conversation about here today. Now, maybe you think, well, I've just had a holiday. I'm doing pretty all right. But as we come into 2024, I want you to have a think and a feel into, are you going to roll 2024 the same way that you've done every other year? Are you just going to keep perpetually having to push and hustle and drive and go, always trying to get to the next thing and never just stopping and being here now? Because when we are pushing and hustling towards the next thing again and again and again, we stop. We stop seeing the beauty. We don't actually embrace what is now. And there's no space for nothing new to come in. There's no space for anything new to come in. All that happens when we are go, 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 push, push, hustle is that we keep thinking that we're going to stop once we get to the next milestone. Have you ever had this? I'm just going to get to the next thing. Once I get to the next thing, I'll be fine. I remember an old partner of mine used to be, he would say all the time, I just got to get through this tour. He worked on the road. He's like, I just got to get through this tour. I just got to get through this month. I just got to get through this, whatever it happened to be, and then there'll be chill. But that's been happening for 7 years. I just got to get through. And it's almost the way that we talk to ourselves. It's the way that we are able to justify to ourselves the push, except we're tired. We are bloody tired. So that's what we're going to do on today's episode. We're going to have a conversation about this, kind of leaning into less will and more grace, allowing more openness to happen in our everyday lives, because you are here on this podcast. You follow me. For those of you who hit for every single episode that I run, I'm sure that it's somebody's first time. So welcome to everyone who is here for the first time. And if you've been hanging out with me for some time, welcome to you as well. You are here on this podcast because you want to be more confident. You want to feel more happy. You want to be more authentic in your being and you want to be free. And I used to hate myself and I used to feel caged and I used to have a whole bunch of self-doubt. And over the years, I have learned how to transform that for myself. And now I'm here on this podcast, in my courses, in my best-selling books, all of that, I'm here to be able to show you how to do it for yourself, how to actually liberate yourself from this madness of go, go, hustle, hustle, become, become. Because it's important that we have less hustle and more flow. We're going to have a conversation about all the bits and pieces around like some of the fear that might come up around, oh my God, but if I don't do it, no one's going to do it. Nothing's going to get done. Calm your farm. We'll have a conversation about that in a minute. I want to welcome you. Because you are here doing something that is powerful for yourself. What you're doing here in this conversation, when you join me on the More Confidence with Luna Guy podcast, or you hang out with me on social media, if you join any of my courses or are a one-on-one client of mine, irrelevant of what level we hang out at, I want you to know that I believe in you. And I want you to know that it is possible for you to stop living in self-doubt, for you to stop living in that kind of not backing yourself, having a mind that is swirling over and over again that says that you can't or that you're not good enough or that there's no point. The fear that holds you back, that can change. It's not something that is permanent. It is not something that is there forever. It is not something that some people have, like confident and that they're able to just love themselves and be themselves. It's not something that some people have and some people have not, in the same way that someone is tall and some way is short. It doesn't work that way. It is a skill. Confidence and authenticity is a skill and one that can be learnt. And over the time that you spend with me, I'm going to teach you, not necessarily today, but in my courses and programs that I run, I help you to really discover how to take off the layers of everything that you're not so the true you can appear. And today's one of those days. Today's one of those days that we're going to sit here and talk about this drive, this hustle, this push towards our overproductivity. Can you relate to this? Do you ever find yourself having a huge to-do list? You constantly have to do stuff. And even if it's not having to do stuff in terms of for other people, maybe you have kids, maybe you have partners, maybe you don't, but there is this constant list of you got to become someone. You got to achieve something. You got to go somewhere. You got to do something. Particularly at this time of year, there's this idea of like, well, what are your New Year's resolutions? What goals are you setting for 2024? And by the way, if you haven't gone and listened to, I think, not last week's episodes, but the episode before, maybe 167, go check out the list anyway. I did a whole podcast on goal setting that actually works. I don't love the term goal setting. I really don't. I never have. I haven't loved setting goals in my life in general, and I still don't to this day. Setting goals and then having to drive towards them constantly, I don't love. I'm far more inclined to do things that are in alignment than I am doing things that are, you know, I must lose this amount of weight or I must earn this amount of dollars. Because when I have that kind of pressure on myself, I'm less likely to, quote, perform. Yeah. And it leads into this productivity thing, because when we have a long list of goals of things that we have to become, we never stop and be where we are now. And it also kind of lends itself to go, well, I will be enough when. I will be happy when. I will be confident when. When I get something else, when I get the promotion, when I get that goal, when I achieve the thing, then I will be happy, then I will be free, then I will be confident. Then I'm allowed to relax. Have you ever said that to yourself? I just got to do all this stuff, then I can relax. There's a beautiful quote that comes to mind. I cannot remember who said it. It was not me. Instead of saying, have I worked enough in order to rest? Ask ourselves, have we rested enough to do our best work? Think about that for a second. Have you rested enough to do your best work? Probably not. The answer is probably not. Particularly if you were a parent, particularly if you were the primary caregiver of children. If you're the primary caregiver of children, my hat's off to you. My goodness gracious, particularly if they're young and you still don't get a hell of a lot of sleep, right? There's still a pressure among parents, particularly mothers, right? Of like having to do it all. I'm gonna unpack a bit of this around all these societal pressures and also internal pressures that we put on ourselves. We're going to talk about the difference between standards and expectations, because that distinction is really important, both internally for ourselves and externally for other people. Because when we have this idea that we have to do all this thing, I have to get this done, I have to get that done, I have to get that done. I'll share with you a personal story in a moment too around this, around the conditioning of this have to get everything done. The truth is, most of the time, no, we don't. There's stuff that we need to do. We have responsibilities. Obviously, you know, there needs to be enough food in the fridge, which means that at some point we're going to have to do grocery shopping or at least buy online. Yeah, the house needs to be relatively clean for us to be able to wear fresh clothes for the day, or your children's lunches need to be packed. There are things that we need to do. What I'm going to show you a bit later is that your to-do list actually has a whole lot of things that are expectations that you put on yourself, and that you're worried that if you don't do them, then you're going to be less than. Ah, juicy, juicy topic. Less hustle, more flow, my friends. Less hustle, more flow. Of course, I love you being here. It is absolutely wonderful to have you here. In order for this work to get out into the world, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, the follow button, whatever platform you're on right now. Go ahead and press that button and turn on notifications so that when I release a podcast episode every week, you get a notification about it too. Do the thing. Be excellent. Here's the truth, right? Globally, in the West, well, not the Western world, the modern world, maybe the first world countries, if we could call it that, the developed countries, we're tired. Like tired. There is such an overall feeling of exhaustion, particularly in women. And I know that it's not just women who listen to my podcast. I know that women, particularly women who are mothers, are bloody tired. And it's a tiredness epidemic. We are fatigued. You know, once upon a time, having electronic things like emails was meant to make us be able to do the same amount of work in less amount of time to give us more leisure. Now we're doing the same amount of work in less amount of time. Triple. It doesn't give us more leisure. Now we just have a phone on us constantly, which means that when we're on holidays, we can still work. Which means that when we're off work, we can still work. The boss can still call us after hours. Once upon a time, that couldn't happen. When we left work, we left work. And now, these days, we are on call all the time. We have these devices in our hands that we are tripling the productivity, but we are not tripling our leisure. So all this beautiful technology, all, you know, even things like washing machines. Back in the day, I mean, it's got to be, what, the 1900s, 1920s? Washing machines came along to be able to free up time. And all that we've done with that is, cool, well, now I'm going to put the washing on. Maybe I'm going to put some food onto the you know, the crock pot that's going to cook all day so that I can go do a million other things in the time that that's done. Rather than I'm going to sit down and read a book while the washing machine is on. Because back in the day, we had to do it by hand. I just want us to have a bit of a reality check here on how high our expectations are on ourselves. They're so incredibly high, these expectations. That, as I said, when the washing is on, we have to do 400 other things. Even when you're sitting down and watching a movie, how many of you are on your phone scrolling? Now, that's not necessarily about productivity, but it is about doing. It is about us constantly having to keep our minds busy, engaged, active, doing something, right? And that lends itself to whenever we feel like we're not doing enough, we feel lazy. And as a result of that, we feel unworthy. So feeling unworthy, feeling lazy, cry, I better go do something. I remember my mum used to, whenever she had rested, quote, for too long, right? Whenever she'd rested for too long, she would say out loud, come on, you lazy bitch, get up, let's go. And she'd make herself get up and go and do the next thing because she'd been sitting around for too long. And can you imagine that if I don't know what it's like in your household, but if that has been carried on and carried on and carried on, what does that look like for you? How do you perceive rest, leisure, idle time? You know, if you have baby boomer parents, which I believe that I do, if you have baby boomer parents or anyone before that came from like depression or anything like that, sitting around and having idle time was not okay. There was always work to do. And here's the truth. There's always going to be work to do. There's always something that you could do. Even if you're just renting a house, there is a cupboard or a drawer in your household right now that could go with some work, don't you think? And even if you did that every single moment of every day, if you didn't work, you didn't have kids, and all you did all day was make sure that your mirror windows were clean, your windows were clean, your walls were clean, your carpets were clean, and every single cupboard and drawer was organized to an nth degree, the work would never stop. It doesn't end. It gets dirty again. You have to clean it again. And I say that not because I'm encouraging you to just sit around and go, ah, stuff, it doesn't matter the kind of state my house is in. I don't mean that. What I mean is that if we are thinking that we're going to get to the end of the to-do list, we are going to work until we die. We're never going to let ourselves get a rest. If we think that once everything's done, then I can relax, good luck to you, because nothing's ever going to be completely done. It's just not, because the grass is growing and rubbish is piling up and clothes are getting dirty, dishes are being dirty, and there's always going to be another thing that for you to have to do. So these expectations that we have on ourselves, not only to keep our houses in good shape, right? We often have to have some kind of career, some kind of job that keeps us amused, that maybe is contributing to the world, like, you know, how is work going? And it feels like there's got to be some kind of passion or purpose around our work. We need to keep our house maintained. Maybe for some of you, it feels like it's the keeping up with the Joneses. We have to get the next house, the bigger house. Oh, we've got to now renovate and we've got to paint it. We need a pool. We need a deck. Constantly need something else. There's a sense of achievement. Am I doing enough in my everyday life? Am I learning a language? Am I playing an instrument? Am I going to the gym? Am I learning a sport? Are the kids doing enough? Have I got a partner? Are we working on ourselves together? Do I have enough money? Do I, you know, more? Do I have the right body? Next, more, next, more, next, more. Constantly moving towards the next thing before we can rest. And I recall this for myself back in, I would say probably the end of 2017, early 2018. So we're talking, 5-6 years ago now. I was going pretty hard in all areas of my life. In order to feel like I was enough, because I had this belief as a child growing up that I needed to be productive in order to be important, that in order to be valuable, I needed to be doing things and achieving things, that the only way for me to get love was to get attention. And the way that I got attention was by getting things done. Getting things done and achieving and accomplishing. And so I was working a few jobs at the time, as well as my craft here as a coach. So I've been in business for about 13 years doing this, building my craft. But for the first nine years of that, I also worked jobs, right, to supplement my income before I could let my baby have legs to go do its thing. So if you are in business, by the way, if you're in early business or you're thinking about going into business, I just want you to know as a side note, it is so totally reasonable that you work alongside your business for a period of time before your business can support you and you can let go of your job, just so you know. Just putting that out there, because a lot of people have this belief that they have to, you know, like leave their job now and that their business should be earning them the replacement salary within a year. And I mean, kudos to you. If it does and it can, rock and roll. I love it. I love it. Go for it. Do the thing. Again, if you have the expectation that that has to happen and you're not willing to work while you build on your craft, then maybe you'll miss out on building your craft, right? It's okay to do things slowly. It's okay to take your time with things. And I think this speaks to this topic so deeply because, as I said, back in 2017, 2018, I was putting a large amount of pressure on myself. It's something that I need to stay on top of a lot in my life, this pressure that I put on myself. And again, I share this with you. For those of you who have never followed me before, I always share very personal experiences in my own mind and even currently so that you get an idea that you're not striving for perfection. You're not moving towards, oh my God, there's Luna Gaia who has got all the shit sorted out. It's nonsense. It's not true. What I'm giving you and what I provide in every single piece of work that I give to you is frameworks and tools that when you use them, the patterns that are holding you back get diminished and sometimes completely eradicated. Over time, they will get completely eradicated and you won't participate in certain patterns anymore, right? But what you got to understand is that you're human and new layers are going to come up. And, you know, I've had this feeling, this belief since I was a child that I'm not enough, right? And although I know and believe that I'm enough right now, there are times in my life, particularly when I'm tired, particularly when it comes towards the end of the year, when I'm fatigued, that my mind will start deciding to play in the old patterns. Oh, maybe I'm not doing enough. Maybe there's something wrong with me. And the tools that I teach you to help you overcome your negative thinking is to recognize that your thoughts are not fact. Yeah. And so it's a tool to be able to overcome these things, not move towards perfection. I'm not sure if we're ever going to come to a point. I am not there yet. If I am, I'm to come to a point where there is never any negative thinking or never any past conditioning that is coming up and never any self-sabotage. It's what we do with it when it's present that makes all the difference. If you are prescribing to it and you're believing in it, then that's what's going to be your reality. But if you're able to shift beyond that, if you're able to look through it, if you're able to observe it rather than it ruling you, you can rule it, then now all of a sudden you've got power and freedom. So I will always tell you where I'm at because I want to make it realistic as possible. Realistic as possible for you that you're not aiming towards perfection. You're aiming towards progress. That is what we're doing here. We're just progressing daily and daily and daily, and you will get better skilled at all of these things the more practice that you do. Practice makes progress. I know some of you went to go say perfection just then. Practice makes perfect. I don't prescribe to it. Practice makes progress. Back in 2018-17, I was pushing myself. I was, you know, working several jobs, doing, you know, working on my business, wanting to make that happen. I think that's when I probably started my podcast way back then. And I was training heavily, you know, wanting to lose weight or wanting to get in shape, whatever it was. And I was juggling a lot of things in my life at the time. Relationship stuff was tricky at the time. I was pushing and I was going, and I got to about this time of year, got to about the Christmas kind of time of year, and my gym was closed for a few days, at the least, just a very few days. It was like a personal training kind of gym, and it was closed for a few days. And when it reopened, I said to my partner at the time, I don't want to go back. I don't know if I can. And he's like, so don't. I'm like, but I have to. And he says to me, why? And I was like, because how else am I going to stay in shape? How else do I, you know, get fit and healthy? How else, you know? And I started rattling off all these reasons why it would ruin me if I didn't go. And he's like, you know, you're just allowed to relax, don't you? You know, you're allowed to just chill out for a while. Like, you don't have to be going hell for leather. And in that sentence, it gave me permission. Hopefully, like I'm giving you permission now. It gave me permission to do so. And what I quickly realized was that I actually had something called adrenal fatigue. I had pushed myself so hard running on it's a hormone in our body called cortisol. It's our stress hormone. And I had run so hard on that for so many years. I'm not talking just like in that 12 months. I'm talking decades of high stress response, of push, 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 of go, go, go. I burnt out and I couldn't get off the couch. And all that productivity that I thought I was doing, that I was good at, disappeared. And I couldn't anymore. I couldn't go to the gym. I was finding it very difficult to do the work that I was doing. I couldn't maintain barely any of the things that I was doing only a couple of months before because I'd burnt out. So in the process of pushing myself, I just got to keep going. I burnt the battery out and I could do nothing. And more recently, at the end of last year, I wouldn't say to the same extent by any stretch of the imagination, because I listen to my body these days. It's way more than I ever did seven years ago. I woke up one day and I felt like lead. Just heaviness in my body, heaviness in my mind. I didn't want to. I didn't want to create. I didn't want to do anything. I just finished writing my second book at the time. And I was just exhausted. I was just like, oh, I'm tired. And that was okay for a couple of days, but when it turned into a week, when it turned into 10 days, my mind started having something to say about it. Does your mind do this? Has something to say about it. Oh, well, what's wrong with you? Why are you like this? Is this adrenal fatigue? Have you done it again? You should really be going to the gym. All that mental chatter was happening in my mind. All this pressure, this externalized pressure of you have to, you must. I was meditating morning and night, doing some mobility for about 20 minutes a day, training every day, showing up to all of my beautiful clients, creating all the content that I was, doing my piano, my Spanish every day, reading, and then still wanting to get, you know, 8 to 10 hours sleep a night, which is what I usually get. And I couldn't sustain that. And then my mind was saying, what's wrong with me? That's what the mind does, my friends. The mind will look for problems. And so that pressure that we have, it's conditioning. It's conditioning to say that rest is not okay, that leisure is not okay, that taking a break is not okay. Now we could say, oh, well, yeah, but I was so close to the holidays. I was so close to having a break. Why take a break then? It's when my body needed it. And look, I get realistically, there are times where we do have to push. Of course we do. We're adults. We have responsibilities. There are times where we do. But there are lots of times that you are doing more than you have to. Lots of times. You know, for me, during that period of time, I rested in between my clients. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't go for walks, even though the sunshine was beautiful outside. You know, I cancelled social plans. I didn't have to do all the things. I wasn't meditating for 30 minutes morning and night because I was too tired to do all of those things. I still maintained my household. I still maintained my clients. I still went to work. I still did that kind of thing. But I took the pressure off of, well, do I have to be going to the gym? Do I have to be meditating? All of these rules that we put on ourselves, although I'll speak of myself there, all the rules that I put on myself of all these things that I have to do. Because if you're like me, and you probably are because you're listening to a personal development podcast, that there is always this sort of sense in particularly in the personal development world, that we are becoming better. We're always bettering ourselves, right? We're always bettering ourselves. We're taking ourselves to the next level. And that's a beautiful thing, growth. Growth is a wonderful thing to give to ourselves. It's a beautiful gift to give to ourselves. The thing is, what happens that when we are constantly growing and never allowing ourselves to just rest in the growth, it's called integration, then we are coming from a place of lack. So we got to look at the difference between expectations and standards. So when we think about expectations, expectations is externally driven. It's keeping up with the Joneses. It's even if it's self-imposed pressure, like me, go to the gym, meditate, do your mobility, make sure you're doing your Spanish, make sure you're doing your piano, all this kind of hobbies and extracurricular activities that I put on myself, they're expectations. And those expectations are, if I don't do them, something is wrong with me. If I don't do them, I'm failing. If I don't do them, see, there's fear, there's lack. When we look at a standard is aligned with my values, right? Standard is a way that we live. It's internally driven. It's aligned with my values based on who I am. So I can have an expectation that I have to go to the gym 5 days a week. I could also have a standard that I have to go to the gym 5 days a week. But if my standards also lie in, I need to look after myself, which they are. My standards are that I take care of my body. I take good care of my body. That is the standard that I hold. It's one of my values, right? So if my body is not able to go to the gym, the expectation, then I can't go to the gym, right? It's a standard is based in a value alignment rather than a task or an outcome. An expectation is a task or an outcome. A standard is aligned with a value. I take care of my body. Sometimes that means sleeping. Sometimes that means going to the gym. Yeah. So the interpretation of a standard is flexible because it depends on what the standard is and what the value is. When we have expectations, we're constantly driving behavior that is going to be detrimental to us. Because there's always another level. Expect. It's always demanding of ourselves. But when we have an internal experience, we're empowered. Yeah, that internal, you can sit there and go, well, you know, my value is that I look after my body, that I take good care of my body. My body needs to rest right now, so that's what I'm going to give my body. I don't need to fight. I don't need to battle because my standard is that of care, not of an arbitrary amount of times gone to the gym. I'm trusting that you can see the difference here. There are four questions that I want you to ask yourself. So you may want to pause between these questions and write them down in your journal if you're in the car or whatnot. If you're having a behavior of push, of drive, of hustle, I want you to ask yourself these four questions. What belief is driving this behavior? What belief is driving this behavior? So we know that when I have that kind of behavior of expect, of go, of hustle, it's that if I stop, I'm not enough. That's what the belief was for me, that productivity means value. That's the belief. So the second question then goes, would I be enough if I stopped doing? Would I be enough if I stopped doing? That was a question that I had to ask myself. Would I be enough if I stopped doing? Now we get into the nitty-gritty of this. I want you to explore this a lot more in your journal too. Number three around this is, whose voice am I attending to? whose voice am I attending to? Is this the voice of society? Is this the voice of your mother? Is this the voice of your husband? Is this the voice of your culture that tells you that you can't rest, that tells you that it's unproductive? Whose voice is it that you're attending to? Is it your true voice, or is it the voice of someone out there? Is it internal or external? And finally, number four, what scares me about slowing down? If you were to slow down and take rest, what scares you about that? What in your being makes you go, oh my God, I can't do that? And I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. How has this podcast landed? Considering it is 2024. I'm not sitting there encouraging you to not have goals or to not be disciplined and go after things. I want you to create standards for yourself rather than expectations, because standards are internally driven from your values and expectations are externally driven based on beliefs, usually from lack. It's a lack belief. I need to go. I need to hustle. I need to prove myself. I need to get to the next thing. Seriously, if your dishes don't get done today because you're exhausted, let that happen. It's fine. Cut yourself some slack, my friends. You're allowed to. Yeah, we don't have to keep hustling all the time. It's only you that you are comparing yourself to everyone else. And if we all stopped doing that, if we all stopped keeping up with the Joneses, then the Joneses could have a bloody break too, don't you think? We all could have a break. It's so wonderful to have you here on the podcast. I'm excited to be here for 2024. We've got some new, really cool episodes coming up, a series called How'd You Get So Lucky? So I'm going to be interviewing people who are living life on their terms. They have broken free from maybe the constraints of what they, quote, should be doing with their life, and are living a life that's much more aligned with their own terms. And I think that there's a myth that goes around that these people got lucky. Someone like me just got lucky. And I want to dispel that myth, because I know that you want to live a life on your terms. I know that you want to be able to create a life where you get to be your most authentic, truest self. And I want to find out from people who are living that life, what they've done, how they're doing it, and what kind of thinking that they're having around this. Because if you get to emulate their mindset, then you get to have it for yourself. So keep an eye out for that in 2024. My coaching books are open for just another 2 weeks. So if you are curious about some one-on-one coaching with me, it's by application only. So go ahead and check the link in the show notes here, www.moreconfidence.com.au/coachingwithluna. Otherwise, you can just message me on any of the platforms. My signature course, Claim Your Confidence, is coming up mid-February, so February 13. It's a beautiful six-week course together. There's level one and level two. You can do level two after you've done level one, but go ahead and check out www.moreconfidence.com.au/claim-your-confidence. Both of those links will be in the show notes. Hit the subscribe button, hit the follow, share this with someone who you think probably is working a little bit too hard. And until next time, I love you, and I hope that you love you too. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think the coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.